Well, yes, and as I sit down here and turn everything on, here comes Pippa. Hi, baby. Pippa says, oh, it's 1930 UTC, and that means it's time for the Kitty Blanket Committee. Yes, it is time for Kitty Blanket Committee, Pippa. Come on. Get on that blanket. Yes, jump in there. Get in there. Oh, that's a good kitty. Coincidentally enough, 1930 is also the time at which the Dubious Goals Committee always begins. My name is Tobe. I am the chairman of this, the Dubious Goals Committee. And I'm a guy sitting on my floor with a cat in my lap who is clawing at a blanket. Oh, is that a fun blanket for you? Yes, it is. And as I divert my gaze upwards about 20 degrees, 25 degrees, and look at my television, oh, there's the skunks, the skunk scene. What are we watching? Well, I fell asleep watching TCM last night, so I woke up with TCM playing on my TV. And what movie do we have? Around the World in 80 Days by Jules Verne, starring David Niven as Phileas Fogg and Quentin Floss as Passepartout, and of course what's her name, my mind goes blank, Shirley MacLaine as Aida, the Indian princess. Yes, I know Shirley MacLaine is white as hell. And this is the part of the movie where they were stuck in Kearney, Nebraska, which at that time was Fort Kearney. And now our intrepid heroes, because they missed the train, they cobbled together a land yacht, a prairie schooner, so to speak. They have put together a cart with a sail, and they're flying down the railroad track toward Omaha, Nebraska. Now, that's the one thing that I don't like about the movie. Is they don't talk about Omaha very much, or Council Bluffs, Iowa, which is our little sister town right across the river. But if you read the book, by Jules Verne, Omaha is mentioned many times, Council Bluffs even more. And how many times are big important cities like New York and Boston mentioned in the book or in the movie? That's right, zero. Zero times. Yeah, and that should give you some indication on how important the town of Omaha, Nebraska was back in the olden days. Even though it was a very, very bad place to be. Oh my God, Omaha has some most horrid history. And it's kind of funny, because everybody thinks this is just some dumb, sleepy cowpoke town, and it ain't. But we like people to think that Omaha is some big, dumb, cowpoke flyover town, because we don't want any idiots here. Yeah, the Californians and the New Yorkers can stay the hell out. Everybody else is fine. Come to Nebraska. We have lots of stuff. And by stuff, I mean corn and cows. Isn't that right, Pippa? We also have lots of kitties. We have lots of fluffy kitties. You're a fluffy baby. Yes, look how fluffy your face is. Your face is so fluffy. So, here we are, watching Around the World in 80 Days. And being as today is, in fact, Friday, what else is on tonight? That's a no. Showboat, no. Oh, Don Knotts, no. Robert Redford, no. No, no, I don't want to watch any of these. Oh my gosh, look what's on tonight at 1:15 a.m. Funeral Parade of Roses. Yeah, I will probably watch a lot of that. I haven't seen it in a while. It's been about, more than a year. It's basically Oedipus Rex, but it's like the Japanese version. And it is great. And what do we have on after that? Oh, Portrait of Jason. Oh my God. Seems like I saw that recently. If I'm still up, and I might be by that time, I might watch some of that because it's pretty good. So apparently it's gay night on TCM. That's cool. What else do we got to check? Is there any football today? No, there's no football today. Although there might be an international friend. No, the international friendly was yesterday. I don't know. I don't even care. I'll look later. Oh, yeah. Oh. So anyway, today, because it was so nice yesterday, well, it wasn't nice per se, but at least it wasn't raining and the sun did come out in the evening. And I thought, oh, okay, maybe tomorrow will be a nice day and we can go outside and go to Heron Haven and look for some dudes. Maybe we can find some marmots. But no, last night, I don't know, when did I walk upstairs? I don't know, it was like at 1 a.m. and I noticed it was raining again and it was raining pretty good. And so now it is also raining. It is wet, rainy, and cold outside. And so, that's why we're not going out to do anything. We're just sitting around doing nothing. Dealing with the cat. Because that's what we do, isn't it, Peppa? Yes, says we gotta deal with kitties. We got to deal with the kitties. And that's what we're doing right now. Peppa is lightly massaging my ankle. I think she's trying to claw my ankle, but being as I have two layers of blanket between her claws and my ankle is not being overly abused. And she's just laying here, flopped on the ground with prominent guard hairs. Oh, look at you, you have prominent guard hairs. So I can only presume that all this rain is somehow related to the big storm system that's creating whatever latest hurricane is devastating Florida. Oh no, what will Florida man do? Probably something pretty stupid. Because that's what Florida man usually does. Isn't that right, Peppa? You never hear about Florida cat. That's right. Because Florida cats are pretty funny because they like to mess with alligators. You want to play with alligators? You want to play with some alligators? Kitties say no. Isn't that right? That's right. All right, so with my cat still sitting here, I guess we can't really do anything except talk. So what did I do last night? Well, I saw something cool. I saw a couple cool things, actually. I spent a lot of time watching little kids race motorcycles. I mean, like, little kids, like 5 and 6 year olds. It was the coolest thing I ever saw. I swear to God, I watched like 2 hours of this. Because it was so awesome. It was better than watching regular motorcycle racing. I couldn't believe it. It was entertaining me. And at one point in time, YouTube suggested a video for me. And what video did they suggest? Oh, it was a short, like 30-minute concert of a band called Hunhurtu. Now, I was vaguely familiar with this group, Hunhurtu, because when I was much younger, this is many decades ago, I was between jobs and was forced to take work at a record store, something that I swore I would never do. There were three things. When I turned 16 years old and was expected to go to work, there was three things I promised myself I would never do. I would never work in fast food, never work in telemarketing, and I would never work at a record store. I ended up breaking two of those promises. I had to take a job. I was so desperate that I didn't do telemarketing for about 3 weeks or a month. And I did, in fact, work in a record store for about, I don't know, 6 or 8 months. I don't remember. Maybe a year. But it doesn't matter. I was working at the record store, and my manager comes up to me, and he hands me a CD. This is back when we sold CDs. Remember CDs, kids? If you don't, you're not old enough. Nobody cares. manager hands me a CD and goes, check this out. You're going to love this. Because he knew that I was into some pretty far out stuff. And he hands me this CD. And it looks like it's like four Mongolian guys with ethnic instruments dressed up in their traditional ethnic regalia. And I was like, oh, this looks cool. And I checked it out some more. And these guys were not from Mongolia. They were from Tuva, Tanatuva, which is like the first... like the first geographic location north of Mongolia. And I put the disc in and I listened to it, and oh, it was so cool. And, you know, if you've ever heard Tuvan throat singing, you know, it's this plus these guys playing musical instruments. And it's pretty cool stuff. Pretty cool stuff. So I watched these guys. I watched them play their little mini concert for some radio station. They were playing live in a radio station studio. And it was really good. Really good production. Really good sound. And so I got to hear these guys do their Tuvan throat singing and play their instruments and stuff. And I laughed because the main guy, the guy who was sort of fronting the band, what did he play? What ancient Tuvan instrument did he play? Well, I don't know what it's called, although I could probably look it up because my musical instrument encyclopedia is right over there. It's about 3 meters away, but I can't get up because of the kitty. But this guy was essentially playing a cigar box guitar. It was a small rectangular box with a stick attached and three strings, a couple tuners. He was crushing it. And I was like, all right, maybe I can be in Hunher too. But I can't. Because I am not Tuvan. And that's why I wish I was some kind of ethnic. Because unfortunately, I am just a European white guy. And I often have been jealous of ethnic people. Only because if you are some kind of exotic ethnicity, and by which I mean exotic to the people of the United States. So if you're not European, you know, you can come here and play folk music and everybody will think you're amazing. Okay. And so I thought, you know, maybe this is the gig I need for me. I need to go somewhere where, you know, a European white male is very rare. Now play my music and people will think, oh, this is such an interesting and valuable cultural experience. And I can just sit there and play nothing. And, oh, you're a musical genius. Yeah, plus I'm ethnic. Oh, was that too loud for you, Pippa? Sorry. In fact, when I was a I've recognized this concept for a long time. And when I was much younger, I thought it would be neat to have a band where you would just invent some kind of ethnicity, invent a fictional country, and write folk music that is from that fictional culture. And I've done this on occasion. I've never really taken it very far. And I thought that would be an interesting thing to do, is start a band and, you know, sell the music as folk music from a country that doesn't exist. Or, you know, folk music from a culture that has never existed. In other words, you know, folk music from a fantastic culture. A culture of fantasy, not fantastic as in really good, although, you know, double meaning. And I thought about doing this a number of times. And, you know, yesterday or last night, after watching some Hunher 2, I thought, you know, since I've been thinking about musical fraud the last couple days, why not do this? Why not get a couple more people, get like two or three more musicians who play peculiar instruments or homemade instruments or something, get together with them, make some interesting ethnic-looking costumes, write some music, and then go around touring and say, yeah, we're from the country of blank, and you could just make up a word here because we're living in times where borders have been pretty fluid. You know, once the Berlin Wall came down and the Soviet Union collapsed, suddenly there's a lot of countries that most people have never heard of. And so you could claim to be from this country or some culture of oppressed people from whatever culture or country and blah, blah, blah. You could tour around playing music and just, you know, tell everybody that, you know, the rest of the band doesn't speak English. And so you just have one person who's a mouthpiece, and that would be me, and you could speak in some flaky, fake accent. It might be funny. Now, that would possibly constitute fraud. I don't know. But it'd be an interesting experiment, nonetheless. Although you could tell people that, yeah, this is not real. This is fantasy. This is fiction. The country of whatever does not exist. Either way, we should do this. Okay, are you getting up? What are you doing, Pippa? What's my baby doing here? Yeah, okay, cat's still sitting here. So after watching the Hunhur 2 concert, I got back to, you know, the home screen of or whatever of YouTube, and suddenly it was suggesting another video for me. And it looked interesting enough because it was just this guy at a microphone and he was wearing robes and a turban and stuff. And I thought, okay, I'll have to check that out. Because, you know, I thought, man, that looks cool. Some kind of exotic ethnic guy, you know, in front of a Shure Beta 58 microphone getting ready to sing. And this is going to be pretty good. However, then I got distracted. That's when I started watching all the videos of those little kids riding motorcycles like maniacs. It was so great. And so, of course, I didn't get to this next video until I was just about ready to go to bed. I was getting ready to, and I put it on, and boy, the music transfixed me. Didn't it, Peppa? You liked it too. You were sitting right here in the same place. We were doing kitty stuff as we listened to that awesome music, didn't we? So anyway, where am I going with this? I love this music so much by this band. But Tobe, why aren't you telling us the name of this band? Well, I don't know how to pronounce their name. I think it's Tinariwen. And Tinariwen is like six guys who are Tuareg. Which is a, if you don't know the Tuaregs, they are a ethnic group from like northern Mali, but they've been displaced because of wars and stuff, and so blah, blah, blah. And these guys just drop the coolest tunes. And this is all heavily folk-based, but they're playing mostly modern instruments. I mean, the bass player plays an old beat-up Fender J-bass. And there's two guitarists. One guitarist plays, I think, an old Martin. It looks like it's like a 1930s Martin. This other guy has an electric guitar that looks like a Les Paul, but it's not. But it's that shape, and it's in, got this metal plate on the face that's engraved. It's beautiful. And then there's two drummers. One of them is playing like a djembek type of drum along with something else. Then there's a guy playing just another hand drum, right? And I don't know why I'm talking about this when we should just be listening to this stuff. This is unbelievably good. So why don't we get some of this going here so you can also have your mind blown by how cool this stuff really is. Now, how do I make it go? Go, mister. All right, check this out. Thank you. God, that's just unbelievable. It's crazy. I mean, that is some great stuff. That is some great stuff right there. And I know what you're thinking. Tobe, do you wish you were in that band? Yes. Yes, I do. Oh, barring that, I wish I could just find one person who could sing like that. A guy or a girl, I don't care. If I could find one person who could sing and had some original songs, oh man, we could go to town. Because this music is not exceptionally difficult to make. This whole time I'm sitting there watching these guys play, and I can just tell by the patterns that their fingers are running through that these are not standard guitar tunings. This is something cool, and you'll notice that there was no chord progression, really. It's just that one chord, and then occasionally they would switch to that other one and go back. And the other songs that I've listened to, they're just all, you know, modal. And I'm dying to know how they have those guitars tuned. I'm dying to know what that scale is. Oh, beautiful sounding stuff. This is something I've been wanting to do for a long time. I've been wanting to get a couple of hand drummers and make ethnic music from a culture that doesn't exist, or from just combined cultures. If I could get two hand drummers like this, if I could, ideally, I would like to get a lot of exotic ethnic people together and just sort of do a mashup of all the ethnic musics to create the 21st century pan-ethnic music love or whatever. Then I'd go on tour with that.
and obviously, you know, make boatloads full of money. Because my God, a band like this, they can charge $100 and play all the symphony halls and all the snooty art places. These guys are just guys, but man, you can get rich white people to fork over huge sums of money to watch this. How do I know? Because I'm one of those white guys who forks over huge sums of money. You know, I'm the kind of guy that likes to go see Ladysmith Black Mambazo when they play at the Holland Center for the Performing Arts. See, this is the type of band that plays in a performing arts hall. Not in a concert hall, in a performing arts center. When you play in a performing arts center, you can charge $100 a ticket. Because all those rich white people who supported the building of the performing arts center now have to go to every concert and support it. And so, yeah, they pay through the nose. And then if I had a band like this, yes, I would charge the rich white people boatloads and boatloads of money. And then the next day in the afternoon, I'd play a gig in a coffee shop just for free food. This is good tea. Maybe I need to open up a tea house so I can have cool music. So I can have guys like this who are touring around. Hey, stop into my tea house and we'll drink some tea and we'll play some music. And it will be fun. And they will say, yes, that does sound like a good idea. But they won't say it in English. They'll say it in whatever their native language is. And they'll come to Tobe's Chatsubo. God, I'm going to be listening to these guys all day. I want to run right out and buy their CD. But oh, wait, they don't sell CDs anymore. Tinariwen. I looked it up. It means deserts. Tinariwen is the plural of desert. Deserts. And these are definitely some desert guys. They got desert clothes on. And then these guys are in the studio and they still got their faces covered. Well, you know, so sand doesn't blast up in their face. And this is something else. For the last couple of years, I've been thinking the next musical project I do, we do it anonymously and we do it with covered faces. You go on the stage with a mask on your face, or at least, you know, part of your face covered up, so you can commit all the musical crimes without being identified. And that's me. My name is Tobe. I am a music criminal, a musical fraud. I'm every person your mother ever warned you about wrapped up into one with musical instruments. And every day at 19:30, I host a show right here on Anon Radio called Dubious Goals Committee. When is it on? It's on at 19:30 UTC every single day without an exception. And I gotta go because we're running out of time. The good news is, coming up next is Something Blue with Harry Larry. Harry Larry is going to play us some cool blues and maybe a little bit of jazz, maybe some jazzy blues, and maybe some bluesy jazz. Coming up next, so stay tuned right after this. Oh, it's raining. I wonder if the tree trimmers are ever going to come back. I don't know. Anyway, my name's Tobe. I will talk to you tomorrow. I got to go find something to eat and listen to some more of this cool music. Bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line.